Chapter 24, The Bridegroom Cometh. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Matthew 25, verse 6. How shall I gain this spiritual inspiration so to leave all and follow the Christ? Go and buy for yourselves, is the answer to each, as given in the parable of the 10 virgins. The bridegroom typifies the self, with a capital S, as the whole, thus heaven. The virgins represent those who claim to be pure in heart and desirous of gaining the true understanding. The lamps present receptivity, the oil, the flow of divine inspiration. Now five of the virgins accepted the self as the one I am and kept in close touch with progress and revelation. The other five heard the message of oneness as only another theory, presenting to them a new road of travel, but gave no genuine attention to it, nor made any place for it to root in their heart. Soon they lost sight of it altogether. At midnight, the hour least expected, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." According to the parable, those who had accepted the message abideth in the one consciousness of indivisible wholeness, feeling no insecurity nor limitation of any kind. But the foolish, they who rejected the message and regarded themselves as so many separate identities, now felt in need of more light and its coexistent supply of good. Thus they had hastened to the wise, saying, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out." Here, Jesus depicted the general tendency to this day, that is, to imagine one can borrow good, as though good could never be separated from life, the whole. What happened then? Did they who had given up the belief in separateness and division now lend their illumination to others? What a deep and pertinent question this is. Let us see how Jesus answered. The wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." Such a teaching as this would sound cold and selfish unless understood from the viewpoint of the Christ. Could anyone borrow from reality? Can the truth lend understanding to you or to me? Can the unlimited be separated or divided? The impossibility of it is surely apparent. None of us can give or lend truth to another, inasmuch as the truth is indivisible, and even now our very own. Regardless of what true ideas one would like to give to another, it could never satisfy. Only limitless abundance can ever completely satisfy anyone. So we find the wise telling the foolish, "Buy for yourselves." All must go to the all. Here alone is the fount of abundance. But while the foolish went about individualistically, intent on borrowing or obtaining for their separate selves, lo, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. The bridegroom, or perfect awareness of the universal self as God, the perfection of all, may come to our attention at any moment, accepting perfection to be one whole, impossible of separateness. Simultaneously, we close the door upon the materialistic viewpoint. To be sure, there may be those who still insist that we open the door to them and speak again from the old standpoint of personality and individualism. Then the Lord answers, "Verily, I say unto you, I know you not." The perfect can know naught of imperfection. Once having found our self to be life, truth, and love, which are infinite and universal, indivisible and at hand, let us watch that we abide herein.